This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A Pennsylvania bill that would have banned abortion based on Down syndrome was vetoed by the state's governor in November. So what's the story behind this bill? Find out after this break. The novelization of the latest Kendrick Brothers movie is the perfect gift this holiday season. Inspired by the words and prayers of a newfound friend, reluctant cross-country coach John Harrison becomes the least likely coach, helping the least likely runner attempt the impossible in the biggest race of the year. When you find your identity in the one who created you, it will change your whole perspective. What do you allow to define you? Stop by overcomernovel.com to buy the book based on the hit movie Overcomer and to unlock exclusive content. That's overcomernovel.com. A bill that cleared both the Pennsylvania House and Senate was struck down by Governor Tom Wolf in November. The bill would have banned abortions in cases where a fetus has been diagnosed with Down syndrome, with exceptions made for cases of rape, incest, and medical emergencies. Fox News reports that Pennsylvania's current laws allow abortion for any reason except gender discrimination through the second trimester. Roughly 1 in 700 babies are born with Down syndrome, according to the National Down Syndrome Society. But the bill was divided along mostly partisan lines, with supporters saying the bill defends a population in need of protection, while opponents say it's a needless restriction on women's choices. The Chicago Tribune reports that the bill passed the Pennsylvania State Senate by a vote of 27-22 in November, after being passed by the State House of Representatives half a year earlier. However, Wolf vetoed the bill, with his office telling the Chicago Tribune, "This bill masks yet another attempt to ban abortions and put politicians between a woman and her doctor." Had the bill passed, it may have still been blocked in federal courts. Similar laws have been blocked in Ohio and Indiana. Dr. James Dobson, president and founder of the James Dobson Family Institute, condemned Wolf's decision, writing in a statement, "Let me state this plainly. Children with Down syndrome are being systematically eliminated through abortion. This is high-tech eugenics. It is not just wrong, it is unquestionably evil at its core. Every life is precious. If you've met children with Down syndrome, you have firsthand knowledge of how special these boys and girls are. Pray for an end to abortion and for life, both before and after birth, to be valued." And if you appreciate this story, you can read more stories at charismanews.com or check out additional Charisma products at shop.charismamag.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.